You bout that lifestyle. Everybody knows diamonds ain't got nothing on you. We bout that lifestyle. Dollar bills.
Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Let's talk lifestyle, my friend. Dare to dream. It's a cold weekend. Right? And we're going to try to take you out of this cold and out of the snow and into some beautiful tropical waters.
Okay, so close your eyes. Pretend that we are allowed to travel outside of this country.
Yep.
And you could pick any island. You could pick any warm spot. But what about the sea? The sitting on a beautiful yacht and enjoying the water, the sun.
Okay, I can't do this anymore. I'm there, so I can't do the show. I'm now relaxing.
And
you're on your
own
for this section.
And that's how you get rid of Dave Popwich, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it works.
Hey, listen, we are joined by Jim and Judy Brown. They're owner-operators of Sail Dauntless. Jim and Judy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Well, you can tell that we're envious of this. Now, listen, this is about finance, lifestyle, and retirement. And, you know, it's not often that we get to transport people through the radio right out to the beautiful, wherever it might be, Caribbean waters or wherever we're going to be. But I want to talk to you guys about this yacht charter business that you have. But I want to start before the yacht. I want to know how you got into this business. Was this a lifestyle choice and you guys left something else? Have you always been in this business?
This isn't the first time we've been dauntless, okay? It's we've been living aboard for 3 years, and we've been chartering in the Caribbean, up and down the chain, in the Grenadines one season, and the Virgin Islands another season, and we're making a big move. Just want to put it out there this summer to the Med. So we'll be chartering Italy and Croatia. So we're quite excited about Europe. We're going to Dubrovnik for all the Game of Thrones people out there, which there's a few of them.
I'll give you our backstory here.
In 1995, we purchased a property in western Loudoun County in Virginia, right at the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And our first child, we're calling our first child because it took 9 months, was the design of our custom home.
Right.
And we acted as our own general contractor. So this was very dauntless since no one else in our family ever owned that much land or built their own house.
Yep.
So Henry, our oldest son, was born a week after we received our occupancy permit. Our younger son, Will, was born 2 years later, and it was a great place to raise our boys. So that was fabulous for about 20 years or so. And they grew up, and we decided it was time to explore the world. Mm-hmm. So we said, okay, how can we do this? So starting a business with our new floating home has enabled us to do this.
Well, that sounds like a very brave story, I have to tell you. That's fantastic.
It is brave.
Yeah.
So, Jim, when you started out with this whole venture, was it purely for your own retirement, for your own use, or were you always in mind of having a business where you can charter this out for other individuals?
I retired at 62, and I decided that for my retirement, I wanted to travel the world with Judy and use my past ocean sailing experience, our entertainment skills, and Judy's love for the culinary skills that she's so good at, that we could turn this into a business and actually finance our way around the world by sharing these week-long experiences with our guests.
And Jim, from your experience, if someone wants to do this in retirement, should they just jump right into this? Is there a program or training they should go through before they? Because it sounds great what you're doing, but I have a hard time even riding my own bicycle. Forget about a yacht. So how would someone that has that view that you have says, yeah, I would want to do that too. What kind of steps should they go through?
First, they need to do a lot of research. They need to take a week-long charter on somebody else's boat, maybe in a vacation spot that they want to go to, whether it's the Florida Keys, the Virgin Islands, or the Med, and get a taste of what it's like on a boat for a week. Then, if it's still a go, then take some sailing courses. If they do not know how to sail, take some courses on the boat that you want to sail on. And then if you're going to start an actual business, you'll have to get licensed. As for myself, in the United States, it's a Coast Guard license. In Canada, it's basically the same thing, only called a little bit differently. And you'll need a few years of sea time before you would get your commercial captain's license. And then the crew, in this case, Judy's my first mate as well. She had to go through a whole series of safety training courses that all folks that sail in international waters have to take. So everybody who works on the cruise ships, the mega yachts, everybody has to take these international training courses for safety. Once you have all that, do your research and go out and look for the best boat that you can find.
You know, Jim, there's a whole bunch of really cool things that are going on here, and I don't have to tell you that, but as I'm listening to your story, you've combined this this personal love of sailing with the adventure that you wanted in retirement, that lifestyle you want. You've combined these things together into an experience. I'd like to know about the experience that you're having. So you guys had some visions and ideas of what this might look like. How's it turning out?
Beyond our wildest thoughts before we got started. The adrenaline of leaving the East Coast for the first time, you know, on our new boat, and sailing down to the Caribbean was a life-changing event that I did not even anticipate. And I've actually worked on the ocean. But when you're out there offshore and it's just you and your wife starting a new adventure, then it really kind of hits home. Once we got down to the islands, it was really exciting for us, challenging every day. The million-dollar views every morning when you come up out of the cockpit, the challenges of the weather and Mother Nature, what she throws at you on a daily basis, and even more so, meeting all the other folks that are our age, a lot from Canada, that are retiring on their boats down in the Caribbean.
Right.
Not necessarily in the charter business.
Right.
But that's their lifestyle that they've selected. Mm-hmm. So it's quite the international exposure when you meet other folks that have taken on our lifestyle.
You bet. Jim and Judy, we're going to have to wrap this up. One last question, Jim, for you really quickly. Judy still likes you after all this close contact?
It's amazing. 33 years. And we're, 34.
Uh-oh,
and
busted.
Still going strong.
That is fantastic to hear. Jim and Judy Brown, thank you both very much for taking some time out of your beautiful lifestyle and the experience you're having to share it with us.
We love it, and we want to share it with others. So thank you for letting us come on.
Wonderful.
Have a good day.
You too. That's been Jim and Judy Brown, owner-operators of Sail Dauntless. You can Google that if you're interested in sharing some of that cool retirement experience. But they've combined, what's important here is they've combined a vision of their lifestyle, right? And then an engagement model of something that they're going to do to stay engaged and entertained.
Correct.
And everything else, right?
Correct. That's the hardest part. Yeah. They know what they're retiring to.
Right.
And that's the hardest part. And that's what people have a vision of what it might be. And how do you transition? One of the biggest hurdles is, can I afford it? Can I maintain my lifestyle throughout my life?
You bet.
We're going to answer that question on our webinar on Tuesday, March 23rd, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Stick around after the break. We'll be talking about the anti-retirement movement. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.